Our Jefferson West locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. We're now joined by Tiger boys basketball coach, that is Joe Smith. And, you know, Coach, we talked a little bit about the midseason tournaments a couple of weeks ago, but it hasn't been an easy stretch post-midseason tournament. Your last three games against three very good teams, ACCHS being one, Atchison, who's currently number one in 4A, and then a Perry Lecompton team who's on the rise in Big 7 league play. You know, just kind of take us back, particularly through the last two, the losses to Atchison and Perry, and what you saw this last week.
I think, well, we talked to our guys, and just about, you know, we're like I said, we're making, you know, making those strides and heading in the right direction. But in order to, you know, in order to become a really good team or a great team, I mean, you have to, you know, have to see, step up to the challenge of when you get an opportunity to play really good teams. So we had Atchison last Friday, and they jumped on us right from the beginning. And I thought that we watched them on that game, and I thought that my guys came out a little timid and scared to start. And once we settled in, we competed, and we did, you know, we did some things right. But I think right from the gate, my guys weren't all the way there to start the game. And I think we got Perry last night, and we competed for the first half. I think went into halftime down six, and came out, and they just punched us right in the mouth coming out of the third quarter. So I think we only scored 2 points in the third quarter, which was ultimately the ball game. So I think just, again, continuing to find ways to win and find ways to compete, and just understanding that, you know, when we play really, really good teams, we have to, you know, we have to take it up a notch, and nobody's going to feel sorry for us, especially at the varsity level.
And if you want to break it down, you know, some coaches kind of break down the season differently, whether it's in quarters, maybe it's thirds, but, you know, you really hit the home stretch once you get after the midseason tournaments, and that's where we are now. You're getting through that second go-around in league play. So now you're seeing everybody for a second time, and you'll get Riverside on Friday. We'll talk about them. But at least right now at this point in the season, what needs to improve, what needs to get better to make sure that you're playing your best basketball when it matters here in a few weeks?
I think for us, just making sure that we come with that sense of urgency and that the mindset to win and compete, and not, you know, kind of sit back. I think a lot of times we wait and let the game script kind of dictate our energy level and our intensity level. Like if we come out and, you know, we start out on a positive note, you know, getting stops and making shots, then we kind of, you know, put our foot to the pedal and, you know, play a little bit harder and do all the little things. But if the game script doesn't start that way, you know, we kind of just like let it fall apart. And you know, I've said it before, and I truly believe it, that, you know, teams may have some, you know, individually talented, better players than we have, but I don't know that there's any team that we face at all this year that is, you know, 25, 30 points better than us. And I think we let those games get out of hand just because we just kind of our play is dictated based off of, you know, how the game is flowing at the moment. That we can't play like that if we want to be a really good team.
And you'll get the second opportunity against a Riverside team. And I think it says a lot about this league and how good it really is when Riverside, who's, you know, still trying to fight and claw for that first league win, they go to a midseason tournament last week, and that was against some Northeast Kansas League teams, and they make it all the way to the championship and almost beat a ranked Bishop Ward team, only losing that one by three. It's never an easy out in this league. You get them for a second time. You played them to a three-point win in December. You know, what's kind of the expectation for the second go-around here?
Yeah, like you said, the Big 7 is, I mean, it's no joke, night in and night out. I mean, everybody's talented. Everybody kind of, you know, everybody plays hard, and you just got to come out and compete. And, I mean, Riverside is, of course, they got the Duncan brothers, and they got some other solid pieces, but they execute and they run their stuff really, really well, and you know they get after it, a physical group. So I think the last time we played them, it was a close game, right coming down the stretch, and we ended up pulling out a 3-point win. But nothing comes easy. Nothing comes easy, especially for a team that's, you know, trying to find their footing and trying to find their way in the Big 7. And you know, Riverside was the stuff that they're going through last year. You know, I mean, the stuff that they're going through this year is the same, you know, spot that we were in last year. So just understanding that they're going to come in hungry and fighting, and, you know, they're trying to get a win and, you know, finish their season on a positive note. So we have to, again, match that intensity, and we can't, can't let them, you know, dictate how we play. We got to dictate how we play and just come out right from the gate ready to go.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us here each and every week. Tigers back to it on their home floor Friday. Second go around with the Cyclones of Riverside. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll see you on Friday.
All right. It sounds good. Thank you very much.